This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Renee Montaigne and Steve Inskeep are away. I'm John Itzte. The United States, Western European nations, Russia, and China have agreed that Iran should be taken before the UN Security Council over its nuclear program. But during talks that went into the early morning in London, they agreed to delay Security Council consideration until March. This gives more time for a negotiated settlement with Iran. The compromise agreement came at the end of a long day of diplomacy by Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Today, Rice is focusing on the rebuilding of Afghanistan. Rob Gifford joins me now from London. Rob, with regard to Iran, is this exactly what the U.S. wanted?
Well, a senior U.S. diplomat briefing reporters just past 2 o'clock this morning after the meeting, a long meeting, dinner meeting last night, said this was very much the best that the U.S. could hope for. I think it is a very much what the U.S. wanted, with one caveat. They did make a concession, Washington and the European nations, they made a concession to the Chinese and to the Russians, allowing for this sort of month's grace period, if you like, before Iran's dossier is sent by the International Atomic Energy Agency to the UN Security Council. So that leaves the door open for Iran to comply with US and European demands. So there was a slight concession because, as we know, the Chinese and the Russians have been very concerned about referring Iran to the UN.
Is there any indication what the Security Council will do once it's handed the Iranian nuclear issue?
No, not at all. We're at the start of a very long road here. If indeed it does go to the UN Security Council in March, there are all sorts of other measures that could be implemented before you even get to talking about official sanctions. If you did get to the point where you were talking about strict sanctions implemented through the UN Security Council, you've got to have a whole other debate with the Russians and the Chinese, who initially didn't even want it referred to the UN, certainly will not want to see strict sanctions imposed on Iran. Of course, they both want Iranian oil. They both have extensive interests with Iran. So really, this is just the start of the path, and at every step, there is going to have to be major negotiation.
What are the dangers of taking this route, that is, delaying going to the Security Council?
I think the dangers of this whole route are largely to do with what Iran could do now. Iran has threatened to stop the snap elections that the International Atomic Energy Agency inspectors are currently allowed. There is the possibility of the IAEA inspectors being kicked out altogether, which is basically what happened with the North Koreans. And in North Korea now, there is no IAEA presence. And we're flying blind, if you like. We know no idea what is going on inside North Korea. That is quite dangerous, although some people in the U.S. administration don't see it as such. They say the time has come to act. But I think a lot of analysts see that as a little bit worrying. There is, of course, the issue of oil as well, that the Iranians could follow through on their threat to just stop exporting so much oil. With the price of a barrel of oil already so high, it could go through the roof if they follow through with that in this what could be a real tit-for-tat exchange over coming months.
Secretary Rice is now turning her attention to Afghanistan, along with representatives from more than 60 nations.
I lost you there, John. I didn't hear the question.
Yeah, Secretary Rice is now turning her attention to Afghanistan, along with representatives from 60 other nations and international institutions. What do we expect?
Well, this is very much a commitment, a conference in London to commit more money. The Secretary Rice has said the U.S. will give $1 billion over the coming year to Afghanistan. But really, as one person said here to me yesterday, I mean, this visit was supposed initially to be about Afghanistan, and poor old Afghanistan has been relegated down the agenda by the issue of Hamas and the issue of Iran. But essentially, the U.S. saying we support Afghanistan. And we want to go on supporting its reconstruction.
NPR's Rob Gifford in London, thanks very much.